Have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Father Dan Sipker from the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic joins us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be here.
Well, we're not going to talk anything necessarily Catholic-specific, but Christian-specific this morning. There's going to be a display that's coming to the Parish Center to be on display actually for a good month here very soon that a lot of Christians will have an interest in.
Yes, we're bringing the St. John Bible prints to our parish center. They'll be there for the whole month of October.
How did you get, were you chosen for this or did you seek this out?
With our diocesan centennial celebration, our diocese was trying to get these prints into each region of our diocese, and we were asked if we would host them for a month.
Okay. Well, can you talk a little bit about the history of this? What are the St. John's Bible prints?
St. John's is, St. John's University up in Minnesota is a Benedictine monastery. Benedictines are known as the keepers of the historical documents of the Roman Church in a lot of different ways. They chose to do a handwritten version of the Bible again, something that has not been done for over 500 years since the invention of the printing press. Everything is being done in calligraphy, with artwork and everything, much as some of the old Bibles were done.
Well, it kind of goes back to the traditions in a lot of different things, the Catholic Church, the Christian faith anyway, but doing something by hand, it's a great tradition, but it's been lost for a long, long time.
Yes, and they really are returning to the tradition. They went back, they spent almost a whole year looking for duck feathers to use as quills. You know, they need a specific size and strength to them. They're making all their own inks out of different materials that they're using to write up the Bible, and everything's being done by hand.
That's just amazing that they would take this much time and effort to go through all this. It's quite a process.
Yes.
Talk about the uniqueness of something like this. It hasn't been done over 500 years. I assume the last one before this is probably nowhere to be found.
Actually, it is in a museum. I think okay. The latest one done is in a museum, I believe, in Rome, or either that or in New York. I'm not sure which one it's actually in, but it is in a museum.
But you're not going to get a chance to see it traveling around very often.
No. Like here, all we're getting 18 prints, which are samples of 18 pages of the Bible. The Bible itself, I believe, is 21 volumes. To cover the whole Bible.
Yikes. Now, are these small pages, large pages? What will people see when they come and see the display?
The actual page, the Bible itself, is 18 by 30. The prints that we're getting are varying in size. Some will be that size, some will be blown up a little bit larger so that you can see the artwork better. And everything. The artwork is a combination of Eastern and Western traditions, along with trying to bring in modern imagery as well.
I guess that was going to be one of my next questions then, too. Is it just the written word, or are there pictures and things like that in it? I guess and that's all hand-done, too?
All hand-done as well, yeah.
Wow. Where do they find the people to do this?
They commissioned one person, Donald Jackson, to do the whole thing. Donald has, it's been a lifelong dream of his, and he's got the calligraphy background. He's an artist in calligraphy, and so they just commissioned him to do it.
Well, other faiths do these types of things as well.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily unusual. It's just been a long time since it's been done with with our Bible.
Yeah, yeah. The Lutheran Church was very well known prior to the printing press for handwritten Bibles.
So it's been traveling around, correct?
Yes. There's been pages traveling around, I think, for about the last 10 years now already.
Okay.
I know the Lutheran Church over in...
Greenfield?
Greenfield had them here a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. But this is a little bit unique here. I know I heard you talk not too long ago about the fact that the majority of the collection is going to be here all at once instead of just pieces of it like have been in some other locations.
Yeah, throughout this year, a lot of our parishes have just had maybe 5 or 6 of the prints where we're getting all 18 that are available to us at the present time.
Neat. And this is a free exhibit. There's no charge for this?
Correct.
And I said up front, this is largely for the month of October. It's mm-hmm. going to open here pretty quick.
We're hoping to have it open by next Monday, October 3rd, I believe that is. And I believe we'll have them all the way through the end of October.
Okay. So this is written in calligraphy, huh? Will we be able to read it?
Yeah, actually, it's fairly easy to read.
Okay.
The writing is easier to read than trying to understand some of the pictures, actually.
Well, it's just interesting to see. Now, will there be some other things with it? You talk about how they went on this year-long quest to find just the right duck feathers to be able to use for this. Will some of those pieces that were used to create it, or is it just the prints that'll be there?
I think it'll be just the prints. We were trying to get some of those other pieces, but at the present time, they're not available to us. There'll be explanations along with each page explaining not only the pictures, but how a lot of it was done. We'll have some books available as well, too, just that explains the whole process.
Okay. And when folks come to enjoy this, now it's not going to be any kind of a presentation. It's just basically this is the display, enjoy it at your leisure kind of a thing?
Yes, for the most part. We do have the possibility of some explanation CDs that might be running. Have not heard yet for sure whether we're getting those.
Of course, it's a lot of it's kind of still up in the air because
yes.
It's not here quite yet. But
mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to open when? Next week?
Next week, Monday.
Okay, so Monday. And what are the hours?
We're looking at having it open to the general public from 10 to 7 on Saturdays and from 8 to 6 on Sundays. And then from 5 to 8:30 on Wednesday evenings and anytime for appointment.
Okay.
And to make an appointment, all you got to do is call our parish office at 243-4721.
Okay. And anybody can do that. It's the large or small groups?
Yep. Any size group. If you want to come in any time during the week, just give us a call and we'll make sure it's open for you.
Okay. Get that all set up. Very good. Well, it's an interesting display. It's kind of a rare opportunity.
Yes.
What do you hope that they get out of something like this?
I guess mainly is just to see the richness of the word and the richness of a tradition to a great extent that has been lost of handwritten materials like this. A lot of our old books, the artwork that went into those and the time, it's been lost with the printing press to a great extent.
Well, it really has. We mass produce so many things like that you lose the uniqueness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people often will find things, whether it be like Coca-Cola memorabilia or something,
yes.
You know, in the attic and think, wow, I wonder what this is worth.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take it to a collector and they find out it's really not worth a lot because they've made millions of these things.
Yeah.
It's not original. It's not something that's unique. This is obviously something that's very unique.
Yeah. And what they're doing is they're only making, once the Bible is completed, they're making 200 copies of it. And that will be it.
What happens to this when it's finished? Will this end up in a museum or a showplace?
The original copy is slated to go to the Smithsonian Institute, and that's where all the prints will be as well.
Oh, okay, very good. So they'll still be on display,
even
if you miss it locally, but a great opportunity for you to get out and take a look at that now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the price is right.
Yes, it's free, so all you got to do is make a trip to our parish center.
Very good. That's on 6th Street here in Atlantic, if you want to swing by the Catholic Parish Center, right behind, well, it's, I guess it's on 5th Street. The church is
right
on 6th. It's right back around the corner there, but you can stop in again. And once again, those hours and days for folks who want to stop in?
On Saturdays, it'll be from 10 to 7 in the all-day Saturday. On Sundays, it'll be from 8 to 6. On Wednesdays, 5 to 8:30. And any time by appointment.
Okay, great. So you can give a call to the parish center, to the rectory, if you want to find out more. Call the parish offices. They'd be glad to tell you a lot more. And
just one other unique opportunity that we have coming to Atlantic as well is on October 9th, we're having a sacred choral music concert here at our parish church. Its performers are the Drake University Chamber Choir and the Drake Vocal Arts Assembly and the Des Moines Symphony. Will be there performing two different pieces. Effortless is the name of one, and the Requiem by Gabriel Fauré is the second one. Both are based upon the history of the church.
Okay, and these will be held in the church?
In the church.
And
those are that is a free concert as well.
Very good. Saturday, October 9th, and that's a 4 p.m. show, correct?
Yes.
4 in the afternoon. Very good. All right. Well, we hope folks can take the time to go out and do that as well, and just a free will offering if you'd like to make a donation. Otherwise, it's free if you want to wander in and enjoy that that evening, late afternoon,
yes.
Early evening. Yeah, very good. All right. Father, thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim, for this opportunity.